him at Stacks for the Brain. Scott Merrick from the Vanderbilt University Center for Science Outreach coming to you with another Snacks. Yes, another Snacks. Yes, another Snacks for the Brain. Come with me today as I interview Jeannie Tuschel. Jeannie, what do you do?
I am a program coordinator for the National Science Foundation Graduate Teaching Fellows Program here at Vanderbilt University in the Center for Science Outreach.
Wow, that's a mouthful.
It is.
What does that mean?
Well, we have 12 graduate teaching fellows who go into the Metro Nashville Public School System middle school classrooms 2 days per week. The graduate teaching fellows are all working on a degree, many PhDs in one of the areas of science here at Vanderbilt University, Tennessee State University, and Meharry Medical College. So we have students from all three of those universities. We pair them up, first of all, and then send them into the metro schools. We have a four-week workshop in summer where the students and the teachers are able to plan the year together. They will plan hands-on science lessons for the students.
I had talked with Jenny Shepherd last week about GK-12 a little bit, and she was emphatic in that it's not a student-teacher situation, right? It's a partnership between the graduate student and the teacher, and that there's sort of like more of a team teaching situation, don't you think?
Absolutely, absolutely. The teachers are encouraged to teach alongside of the graduate teaching fellows. This way we improve the teaching ability of the teachers as well, and their content knowledge. The graduate students are learning to bring their science down to a level that's more understandable for the general public and, of course, the middle school students that they're working with.
Which has got to be quite an exercise for a graduate student immersed in, you know, learning as much as they possibly can in a very particular field.
Well, that's really true. But when you're in front of middle school students and they don't get it,
right,
let me tell you, they let you know right away. So you can bring that down another level so that they can understand what it is you're trying to explain to them.
And this is a grant-driven project from NSTA?
National Science Foundation.
NSF.
NSF, yes. And it is absolutely one of the most significant science programs, I believe, that we can bring into our schools because it involves so many people. It involves the middle school students, the teachers, the graduate fellows, all working together in a collaborative effort to learn more about science.
What's the best thing that ever happened to you, the best thing you ever saw happen in a classroom or with a student? Or
I think when they have a hug, they want a hug. They love to hug adults. And even though we don't encourage hugging in the classroom, they just become so overwhelmed with the presence of the graduate students when they come into the classroom that they will run and hug them because they're so glad they're there for the day.
That's great.
One of the graduate students went back to the school a year later, and he was so surprised that the students all remembered him. And I said, oh yeah, they will remember you. You made a significant impact on their lives. And for many of them, that little bit of extra attention that the graduate students are able to give them is truly significant. Students have been known to come to school, especially on those days that the graduate students are in the classroom, because know that there will be something exciting happening. The hands-on experience in the classroom is probably one of the better things that happens in a science classroom. For one thing, many students learn better through a hands-on experience, and the graduate students are certainly bringing that into the classroom at least one day a week. For some students, you can see the understanding going on in their brains as they conduct an experiment, and it's exciting for the teacher and the fellows to see these kinds of developments in a young student's mind. So it's an exciting program.
Now, I wonder what Jeannie would have said had I asked her about summer workshops.
Now, in the summer workshops, we spend a lot of time planning the curriculum and finding the experiments that work well within that curriculum. But we also spend time learning about each other, learning about the schools, about what goes on in schools. The graduate students visit the teachers' classrooms, and the teachers visit the graduate students' science labs here at the universities, which is always lots of fun for everybody. But one of the things that I really want to do is for those teachers and fellows to build a collaboration. So I chose one day a week where we could do some fun things together. One day we spent some time at the Nashville Zoo. Just visiting the zoo, the graduate students have so much more that they know about so many things, so they share that information with teachers. And then teachers have a chance to think about how the resources here in Nashville can be used in their classroom. Another day we went to the Adventure Science Center and explored
here in Nashville.
That. Yes, absolutely.
That's an exciting place.
Fabulous, fabulous place for even adults.
I haven't been there in a while. I have to go back, and I'll put a link in the show notes to the Adventure Science Center's website.
Another day, we took a tour of Shelby Bottoms, which is right along the Cumberland River.
Right, it's recently developed.
Part of the Nashville Greenways, mm-hmm. And even though you don't certainly have to travel but a few feet, and you're in this wonderful, beautiful wilderness that is pretty much in downtown Nashville.
Right, with the Cumberland River flowing by and the powerful river that is also our water supply.
Yes, yes. And you can stop at some of the places along the way and admire that river and all the animals that are in the area too as well.
What kind of animals do they have?
Well, any kinds of, primarily birds. It's a good birding spot.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh, it is. But, of course, all the usual, you know, the skunks and the raccoons and some possum, and then of the smaller, the variety of all kinds of insects, of course. And we would see those snails just traveling right across the road. We had to be careful not to step on them.
Very fun.
So this was absolutely wonderful workshop. And then, of course, we share lunch upon occasion and really get to know each other so that we can build that relationship that will be successful in the classroom. Now, there are programs throughout the country, at about 120 different, that's a guess, programs throughout the country that are similar to ours, except that our program, we have one component that is absolutely fabulous with our program, and that is called the Vanderbilt Student Volunteers for Science. And these volunteers go out into metro schools at a teacher's request.
And these are largely undergraduates.
These are the undergrads.
Right.
The Vanderbilt Volunteers for Science go out to the metro classrooms, and these undergraduates will present a lesson to the students as the teacher requests. This organization is so well put together that they have established over 100 different lessons in boxes that can be just picked up by the undergrads and brought out to the school. The lesson plan is there and materials are there for up to 5 classes. They present the lessons and then, of course, come back to the university.
Mm-hmm.
So our graduate students are able to use these kits that the VSBS. Yes. So this is absolutely fabulous, and I think that's the one thing that we've found when we've gone to conferences in the country, that other universities don't have access to those instant lessons and the materials that they carry right into the classroom.
Right. How about a couple of examples of what those lessons might be?
Well, we have one with dry ice that is lots of fun.
Dry ice.
Yeah, and the students experiment with that and see what it sounds like on a penny or a nail. There's one for every topic, and actually, VSBS does have a website.
I'll link to that too. Uh-huh. Make sure that people can click off the blog site and go visit the VSBS site and see the wide range of lessons they have there.
And the lesson plans are there. The only thing that a teacher would have to do is gather the materials. And materials are cheap and inexpensive. So, you know, teachers can really put these kits together through the years and have those on hand for themselves year after year. But what a wonderful way. It saved a lot of time for the graduate students and the teachers in terms of planning, because there were lessons there available ready for them to become familiar with during the summer workshop and then carry into the classroom later on. So this was certainly wonderful to have that resource available.
Yay. Well, thank you for talking with us today. We've been talking with Jeannie Tuchel, who's I'll just say she's program coordinator. Thank you so much for sharing.
Well, thank you. I enjoyed visiting
thanks
today.
Thanks for joining us on Snacks for the Brain.
We are so out of here. Thanks, Jeannie.